Blog Talk Radio.
Yay, we got Boston. You know, this is going to go for a while, friends. So this is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. For some reason, I'm having a lot of issues with the audio today. I tried turning the song off, but welcome to the show, and I'm sure it'll be a great one. Oh, I know, I still hear it in the background, but start off, we got a lot to talk about today, and I don't know, I think most of our show is going to be very much taken up by this great song by Boston. Oh well, the Liberty Party started. It's been a long time. Let it rock. We'll be right back. Hey there. Yeah, after the 12 years of doing this, this is the second time this happened. But it actually happened within the past month. But anyway, welcome to... Oh, look at this. My computer's doing some weird... Oh, this computer's doing weird stuff. Welcome to Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Awaken America. I'm so glad we did a 30-minute show because 10 minutes of it was taken by that fabulous song from Boston. That's called Long Time. And it's a great song from the late 70s when life was a little bit different, okay? Biggest thing we had to worry about then was Jimmy Carter. Oh, I'll tell you, this guy in the office now is making Jimmy Carter look like a rock star. But let's start our show off with Yasha Prayer for us, and we'll do some history. I got some great articles I wanted to share today, lots and lots and lots. But let's start off with our Yasha Prayer for us from Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. These are devotions for every day of the year and enjoying peace in His presence. Today's date is the 25th of September. And it says, pour all of your energy into trusting me. It is through trust that you stay connected to me, aware of my presence. Every step of your life, your journey can be step in faith. Baby steps of trust are simple for you. You could take them with almost unconscious ease. Giant steps are another matter altogether. Leaping across chasms in semi-darkness, scaling cliffs of uncertainty, trudging through the valley of the shadow of death, these feats require sheer concentration as well as utter commitment to me. Each of my children is unique, blend of temperament, giftedness, and life experiences. Something that's a baby step for you might be a giant step for another person and vice versa. Only I know the difficulty or ease of each segment of your journey. Beware of trying to impress others by acting as if your giant steps are only baby ones. Do not judge others who hesitate into trembling in fear before an act that would be easy for you. If each of my children would seek to please me, above all else, fear of others, judgments would vanish, as would attempts to impress others. Focus your attention on the path just ahead of you and on the one who never leaves your side. And that is from Jesus Calling, and that's actually a really good thing. Let's go to the throne and let's praise God and thank Him. Father God, we thank You for this day. We hope to glorify You, Father, in all we do. We thank You for all of Your blessings. We thank You for the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank You that we are children of You, the Most High God. We thank You for Your anointing, God, and we ask that You lead, guide, touch us in everything we do, Father, in our personal lives, in our business lives. God, keep Your hand of protection on our country, on our families. Please, God, bless those folks in Afghanistan, anyone that's being involved in other, you know, tragedies in this world, all those poor children that are being sold into slavery, prostitution, all of that. God, please expose the truth. We ask You to expose the truth for everything that is. Lord, You know the beginning from the end. You are the God of forever. You are what was, is, and ever shall be. We hope to please You in all that we do and say. God, please, just guide our country. Expose the truth, Father, because we know that Your truth is power. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And God, we know that You will expose truth for Your glory. Maranatha, Jesus, we see all these things unfolding in our country and around the world. And God, we are sorry for our sins. Let people start to continue. Please let people start and continue to awaken. God, awaken to Your truth, even Your churches, Father God. Oh, Lord, please, please let people be convicted. Lord, we pray to You. We ask You for Your forgiveness. We ask You for Your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, friends, interesting thing, okay? I did a little research on the Methodist Church. As a Methodist church that had a, you know, church rummage sale, those are fun to go to. So I just kind of meandered in there, and Methodist Church. So I actually went home and I did some, and they have a garden there, which is freaking awesome. I mean, you know me with the gardening, it's a vegetable garden, and they're donating. It's wonderful. I mean, they're donating to to, you know, the homeless shelters and things like that, which is like right up my alley. You know, you do God's work gardening and you donate it to people that have less. I mean, that's just the coolest thing. And that's one of my hobbies. And this year I grew way too many tomato plants. So I was like, oh, maybe I could plug in and volunteer. I mean, I'm a Bible-believing, non-denominational Christian, grew up Catholic, best friend Southern Baptist. I do believe in the Bible, probably more evangelical. And I, you know, love, you know, non-denominational churches. You know what? Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay, but anyway, all that to say, I did a little research on the Methodist Church, and I did not know John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist Church in England. He wanted to stay part of the English Church, was the Anglican Church. He did not want them to split up, but he actually founded the churches here in America with his brother Charles, and then, Whitfield, George Whitfield. Now, of course, they didn't agree on 100% of everything, but it was just very interesting, and a lot of our foundation of our country came from the Methodist Church, which was a Protestant, Bible-believing church, you know, believed in God, the Father, you know, the Godhead, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, three in one, you know, virgin birth, you know, is prophesied and everything else. I mean, you know, just the traditional, you know, Christian. But I went there, and this is church I've gone by a million times, and I guess I think the month of June, might be May. I don't know when Gay Pride Month is. We have so many Pride Months now. But anyway, they had, you know, Gay Pride flag. And I was quite stunned to understand the Methodist Foundation was so biblical. So I was there, and I was talking to some of the folks there. I said, yeah, you know, very interesting. You know, I told them what I just told you about the history. And I said, what's confusing me? I said, you know, you guys are promoting, I used to promote gay marriage. I mean, you don't, and it was a longer conversation. I went into a lot of the conversation that you've heard on the show about me working with, you know, gay people when I did cosmetics and putting makeup on guys and transgender, you know, lots of transgender people. I was in that universe. I worked for Christian Dior Cosmetics, a high-end cosmetics company, and all over, you know, state to state. So I did get a broad brush of different people. I didn't grow up in just a little closet, okay? I lived by the city, you know, whatever. But anyway, they're like, well, you know, yeah, you know, we don't judge. I said, well, I'm not saying judging, but you're embracing the fact of gay marriage. And, I mean, I get two people can love each other if they're the same gender, and really that's between them and God. But now maybe just saying, God, does God owe an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah if a church is going to start embracing that type of doctrine? And it got me thinking, you know, churches, you are going to be held accountable in a higher realm. I mean, I'm not saying be haters. Be kind, of course. Love your neighbor. But do you have to go ahead and promote the gay agenda lifestyle? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I think this is part of what's going on. I mean, I had a very deep dive conversation with this person. I said, you know, I said, this is why we're in the situation we're in, because we're like the frogs being boiled. Because I also said, and we're going to get into abortion here in a little bit too, but the abortion back in 1974 or 5 when Roe versus Wade was passed was legal, safe, and rare. Legal, safe, and rare. No more back alley abortions. Girls get in trouble. They could, you know, make a conscious choice, okay? Legal, safe, and rare. Well, now, and my husband, I wish I would have done a tad bit more research, but now it's up to the time of birth. Yeah, mother doesn't want a baby, let's just throw it. Really? And I did mention it to this person, and yeah, she kind of was like, yeah. Friends, this is what's happening, okay? I get it. You know what? Nobody's perfect. We are all sinners and fallen short. But the left and their Marxist ideology this is what got us to this point, okay? This is not Democrat, Republican. This is good versus evil. And I'm going to read you something because some people may think that they're a liberal. Okay, you think you're a liberal. And let's see. Let's see if we can get back to it here. I got so much stuff. So are you a liberal? Okay, this is Believe It or Not from Dennis Prager from 2005. Okay, so half of Americans call themselves liberal. They don't really hold the major of the majority positions held by the mainstream liberal institutions. So, say you're a liberal. Do you believe the following? Standards for admissions to universities, fire departments, etc. should be lowered for people of color. Number two, bilingual education for children of immigrants rather than immersion in English. It is good for them and for America. Murderers should never be put to death. During the Cold War, America should have adopted a nuclear arms freeze. College should not allow ROTC programs. It was wrong to wage war against Saddam Hussein in the Gulf War. Poor parents should not be allowed to have vouchers to send their children to private schools. It is good that trial lawyers and teachers' unions are two of the biggest contributors to the Democratic Party. Marriage should be redefined from male to female to any two people. A married couple should not have more of a right to adopt a child than two men or two women. The Boy Scouts should not be allowed to use parks or any other public places and should be prohibited from using churches and synagogues for their meetings. The present high tax rates are good. Speech codes on college campuses are good, and American values are bad. The Israelis and Palestinians are morally equivalent. The United Nations is a moral force for good and in the world. Therefore, America should be subservient to it and such international institutions as a world court. It is good that colleges have dropped hundreds of men's sports teams in order to meet gender-based quotas. No abortions can be labeled immoral. Restaurants should be prohibited by law from allowing customers to choose between smoking and non-smoking sections. High schools should make condoms available to students to teach them how to use them. Racial profiling for terrorists is wrong, as white American grandmother should as likely be searched as a Saudi young male. Racism and poverty, not lack of fathers, and a crisis of values are the primary cause of violent crime in the inner city. It is wrong and unconstitutional to be told God bless you at their graduation. And no culture is morally superior than to another. Those are all the liberal positions. How many of them do you hold? See, no culture is morally superior to any other. So let's be real. Let's think of now the Taliban in Afghanistan today just, I think, beheaded a bunch of people. Interesting. We are in a really interesting way, friends, and it's really time. It is time to awaken America. Let's remember, woke is a joke, and wokeness got us into this place. But now, here, I got a little letter from Planned Parenthood. Dear friend, right now we're facing full-scale assault on abortion access. So far this year, we have seen more than 560 abortion restrictions introduced in state legislators across the country, and 90 have already become law in 18 states, way more than any other year on record. Such restrictions disproportionately harm many communities of color. People who live in rural communities or remote areas are people with low incomes. Yes, let's remember now, this is for me, Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood as the Negro Project, okay? And she was very good friends with Adolf Hitler, with eugenics to eliminate the Jews, okay? The eugenicists are saying it's unfair to harm many kids, because Planned Parenthood is, Planned Deathhood is mostly in low income areas of color, okay? You know, we are in the seismic shift towards socialism, and it's stunning. But anyway, let's read some more BS from Planned Parenthood. As a harsh and dangerous law, SB 8 may take effect this month in Texas that bans abortion as early as 6 weeks. Oh, yeah, heartbeat. You know, not a person. Oh, no. Substance. Before most people even know they're pregnant. This is not about health care. It's not about safety. SB 8 comes from an utter lack of respect for basic rights and freedoms. Basic rights and freedoms. From those who want to shut everything down and people that get taken off of YouTube. Uh-huh. While Planned Parenthood and our partners fight SB 8 in court, we are also preparing for a decision from the Supreme Court, which is potential to decimate or even nullify the protections of Roe versus Wade. Meanwhile, approximately 15 other abortion-related cases are just one step away from the high court. This is a pivotal, all-in moment, and it's one that Planned Parenthood has been preparing for, with George Soros, I'm sure. I urge you to read the enclosed letter and join us in the fight for reproductive health care and rights by sending a generous contribution for our work. With your help, we will never fight for everyone's right to control their own bodies in future. I think I'm going to go get a shit ton of Monopoly money and send it to them and say, yeah, it's about as fake as your letter is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hello, Margaret Sanger was a racist eugenist, okay? She was friends with Adolf Hitler. When are we going to awaken, America? When are we going to awaken? I'm not going to go in and do any of our history stuff today. I just wanted to share this letter. There's more. Let's see if I could find any. I have a lot of little things. I mean, okay, Nicki Minaj fights against back harassing reporters. You know, Joe Biden has got that vax stuff. Very nice. Let's see. Oh, retired state Supreme Court justice cites evidence of 2020 election wrongdoing. There's another crack in the facade that's been supported by establishment politicians and legacy media following last year's presidential election. What state is this? Wisconsin. Michael Gableman. He's a retired Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, and he was appointed to review the state's election integrity, and he's confirmed what could be a significant problem. So, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned to Gableman with the work, giving him the authority to hire full-time investigators. Some evidence has been produced previously that shows some election officials acted unilaterally in deciding not to follow established state law. Gableman said in a video, we will request from those officials and others with potential knowledge of unlawful actions and would compel them, if necessary, to produce documents and testimony that will allow the public to gain comprehensive understanding on how their elections were managed. Tell the people the truth. Okay? Tell the people the truth. Michael Gableman, Wisconsin retired judge, we've got a lot of little tidbits. And actually, I'm going to have little tidbit talks here on Awaken America. And we're going to have some fun little things. But I don't think we have any more time today. I think everything is pretty much done because of the Boston song. Oh, wait, I do. Okay, let me see here. Nancy Pelosi, her husband cashed in on big tech just as Congress was set to pounce. Yeah, I guess Nancy Pelosi's husband made like another $500,000. Interesting. So, you know what? These people are into making money for their own selves. And Nancy Pelosi was telling someone, well, I don't talk to my husband about it. Oh, no, wait, 5.3 million. The week before, here we go, 5.3 million. The week before the House Judiciary Committee voted on reigning in big tech, Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband exercised a bullish bet on Google parent Alphabet in a timely transaction that netted him $5.3 million. $5.3 million, folks. She's working for the middle class. She's working for the folks. And she tells you, Nancy Pelosi is telling you, right, she's telling you that she and her husband don't talk about anything. It's just coincidence. Yeah. And I'm also sure that thing in the Samoa, you know, American Samoa and Starkist Tuna, yeah, I'm sure that was a coincidence too. Come on, man. We should impeach. We should do some investigations on Speaker Pelosi. Speaker stretched with all that plastic surgery. Oy vey. And I think, and then people like are in their 80s. They really should just give other people, give younger people an opportunity. How about serving your country? How about term limits? It's time, man. All right, well, silence is deadly, friends. With that, be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, peace of mind. Don't forget, you got to show up, stand up, speak up. Don't ever put up, shut up. Never give up. All that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. And also, you can't be ignorant and free, because that's something that was and never will be. That's from Thomas Jefferson, you see. This is Carol Ann P. Again, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. Peace of mind. Here's Bastin again. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you got something out of this show. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. That goes for a nation, too. See you back here next time on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Let's save the USA. And remember, woke is just a joke. It's time to be awakened. Here's Boston. See you next time. Bye-bye.